And quite often these teachers are themselves freshly out of university. They're freshly qualified and they're dealing with learners in grade 12 and 11 who are not that far apart as far as age is concerned and who may even physically be bigger than they are.
Yeah, so actually I taught for a while. And it was a perfect fork in the road situation where it was a career in TV broadcasting or carrying on teaching. And of course I chose TV broadcasting because I mean, that's, you know, all the lights.
And in your own way, you're still teaching.
Yes.
Think about it.
I'll never forget, like, just the teaching moments. Like, the kids just don't listen because they're trying to see how far and how far and how far they can push you. And there's very little to no discipline that you can almost give your kids. You can say, well, now you have to stay after school and whatever. And then the kid resents you more and you get more of a backlash. And, you know, you have to sit and earn respect. It's actually just tiring that you have to discipline children who don't listen to you from the beginning because you're the teacher, on top of trying to get them through the school year. It was really just that situation of, I don't have the energy in me to do all this.
And here you are, right? Here you are. Not everyone has those options. And so one of the questions we're asking this morning is how to make the classroom safer. Cindy, thank you for sharing your personal experience and your journey. And I think a lot of people would relate to it. But let's go back to the good news, right? The PSL Awards last night.
Yeah. Timbers Bane getting 3 awards. He was player of the season, player's player and midfielder of the season. Pitsamani got coach of the season. Pitsamusamani, rather. And as we know, Sundowns don't have him for the new DStv Premiership season that starts tomorrow. Sundowns defending their title against Kaizer Chiefs. Kickoff is at 3:30. Also tomorrow, Pirates against AmaZulu. Cape Town City are playing Chippa. Supersport are playing Leopards. In the Premier League tonight, Aston Villa are hosting Leeds. Tomorrow, Chelsea against Man United. Liverpool are up against Sheffield United. While on Sunday, Arsenal against Leicester. A weekend of Super Rugby unlocked, rocked by COVID-19. The Stormers take on the Pumas tonight. Tomorrow, the Lions face the Cheetahs. The Lions have 9 players in isolation after 4 tested positive for COVID-19. The Bulls play the Sharks. There's Six Nations rugby tomorrow. Ireland's playing Italy. France is playing Wales. In golf at the Italian Open, an unbelievable opening round of 60 from Laurie Canter has him on 12 under, 4 ahead of South African Dean Burmester. On the PGA Tour, the Zozo champs, Dylan Fratelli on 6 under, 2 behind the leader. Sebastian Munoz is the leader there. Sean Norris is on 4 under. That's just 4 off the pace. In tennis, Lloyd Harris will play Hugo Humbert in the quarterfinals of the European Open. And on the racetrack this weekend, the MotoGP's in Spain, while the Formula One's in Portugal, where Lewis Hamilton's 1 win away from setting a record of being the most successful driver ever. Cindy Paluta, EWN Sport.
EWN Traffic.
It's 17 before 9. Let's catch up with our roads now on this Friday morning. What are we seeing, Garabo?
Yeah, things settling down nicely in the city of Tshwane. That traffic delay in Irene on Nelmapius Drive has been cleared and traffic is looking good, free-flowing there. And in Claremont, we also have free-flowing traffic on Bremer Street approaching the Dustport Tunnel, looking good in the city of Tshwane. However, in Joburg, we still have a few delays. This is in 4 ways. There's been an accident on the N1 North before William Nicol, causing huge delays. In Edenvale, there's also slow-moving traffic on the R24 westbound between Edenvale Road and the Gululis Interchange. While in Albemarle, there's traffic pressure on Grey Avenue between Black Reef Road and the N3. In Wadeville, traffic is very slow on Osborne Road from Dekema all the way to the N17. While in Blue Hills, there's bumper-to-bumper traffic on the R55 between Summit Road and Main Road. In Polsdorf, traffic is heavily backed up on Witkoppen Road between St. Peter's School and Stonehaven. And finally, in Noordgedacht, west of Joburg, there's traffic pressure on 6th Road approaching the R114, that's Cedar Road. Garabaj Ali, EWN Traffic.
And now,
it's back to breakfast with Bongani Bingwa
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
All right, the temperature since I came into the studio seems to have gone significantly higher because Clement Magnatella is in the studio, all vested up.
Oh, God.
I'm going to stop these descriptions, ne?
You are very descriptive.
You're wearing a muscle vest.
Yeah.
You're wearing a muscle vest, arms bulging, that whole thing. What's on the show this morning?
Coming up on the show, 9 to 10, it's the open line. We're going to discuss a number of issues. That's the time when the listeners really just take over between 9 and 10 o'clock. So they call in and tell me what's on their mind. So we'll be discussing a number of issues there. And then at just before we wrap up the open line, I'll bring in the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, Bongani, because the chairperson of the ANC in that province, Mike Mabuyakulu, is back in his job, even though he's still facing corruption charges. And the president was very clear after that NEC meeting that if you're facing and you've been formally charged, you have to allow the process to be finalized and clear your name. But he's back on the job.
Well, it's a question I've been raising this morning, and I'd love for your listeners to pick up on it on the open line. How serious was the ANC really about this? Because people like Bongani Bongo have said, based on what law? Step down. Based on what law? Showing me, please. As far as the ANC's constitution is concerned, show me please, as far as the law of the land is concerned, they're saying step down for who? Step aside for who?
And it doesn't help that the ANC hasn't come back with the guidelines, because they said we'll come with guidelines on how that resolution is going to be implemented. They
but also, some comrades step down, others do not, right? Yeah. So, I mean, let's go to KZN, right? Zandile Gumede, right? How does this work?
We're going to talk about that at just before we wrap up the open line. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to reflect on the final U.S. presidential debate. I watched it this morning, and less chaotic. I mean, it's still the same content. The difference is this time around, we were able to hear what they're saying, because they were not really interrupting each other as they did in the first debate. So we're going to reflect on that. I'll play some of the clips, and then have an analyst who will help us and guide us through that discussion. At 10:30, we're doing the third installment of Cooking With Me. I made steak this week. And
God, that's so hard. That is so hard.
I made it very, very, very well done. We'll put up a video on our social media, 702 social media accounts, and then
we're not friends.
They'll rate me, and then we'll talk about it on
minus 10.
At 11 o'clock, it's adult radio. You know what we're talking about today?
No,
we're talking about sex addiction and love addiction.
Love addiction, what's love addiction?
Like people who go from one relationship to the next, they're so
because they're addicted to love.
Yeah, they're addicted to love and appreciation. They are scared of loneliness. It is a thing, and you'll find out at 11 o'clock today.
I may be ignorant.
And from this, sounds like you are addicted to love, so you want to listen to
what?
The conversation.
No, I'm fine where I am. Clement Manyathela on your radio with his vest and all, on your radio between 9 and 12.
702.
WhatsApp Bongani on 072-702-1702.
Bongani, this thing of children and parents at school is a big, big, big thing. SGB, you call a meeting during the week, the parents tell you that, no, we can't come, we are tired, we are from work. You call the meeting on Saturday, they say, no, we can't come on Monday, on Saturday, because we are busy preparing for stock fails and all that kind of nonsense, or we are going to funerals. You call a meeting on Sunday, they tell you straight that, no, we are going to church. This thing cannot be won, really, in Pretoria.
Look, I get it. I get it. And many parents who would say those things live very far from their places of work. So being tired in the evenings could be a real challenge. Maybe you've just arrived at home and you just don't have the time, or you don't have the transport or the money for another expense. People spend so much of their incomes on transport in South Africa. Those are real, real objections. It's just not easy. It's not easy. How? We've got a parenting crisis, do we not? We've got a parenting crisis. When this kind of thing can happen in schools, it clearly means we've got a parenting crisis. John, you're in Primrose. What should happen to that learner, you think?
John, Bongani.
Hi, John. Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Bongani, I think this pupil should be suspended.
He has been.
He should not be allowed to write exams.
He has been suspended.
And the teacher should make a later charge against him. Because it may as well could have been acid, you know that?
Right. Right. I hadn't even thought of that.
People throwing a teacher with acid, I mean, imagine how they're going with people that teacher now. to give class.
Yep, I hadn't even thought of that, John. I think you're absolutely right. It could have been a lot more serious, actually. And these teachers are sitting ducks, aren't they? They're sitting ducks. I mean, I could not imagine doing something like that when I was a kid. The hell there would have been to pay. What is it that makes these youngsters think that that's something that they can do?
Bongs, the students that does all those things, I think they must be suspended for a few months. They must repeat their year, Bongs. I'm telling you, they won't do it anymore. They will think carefully before they do something like that, really. If you don't respect your teacher, that means you don't respect your future. Really, it's because of the teacher that you are in a management job or in a CEO position. It's because of that teacher, really, Bongs. The message you read on your phone, you must thank your teacher. It's because of your teacher you can read that message today. Really, Bongs, they must respect the teachers. Really, thanks.
Repeat another year? Gosh, can you imagine the teacher, the poor teacher who has to deal with somebody like that for yet another year? How frustrated would they be? How much worse could they get? I don't know if that's the solution.
702, Africa Fridays.
Africa Fridays, Crystal Audison on the line. Crystal, a very good morning to you. I've been looking forward to our chat all week. There's so much going on, particularly in West Africa. Hashtag end SARS has been the big story emerging out of Nigeria. But, you know, it raises the question about leaders who want to hang on to power, who want to try for third terms. We're seeing this in Guinea, we're seeing this in Ivory Coast, and even President Buhari in Nigeria, it's not his first bite of the cherry, is it?
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, Bongani, and good to talk to you again. I just thought, given what's happening in West Africa this week, you know, it would be worthwhile to talk about leaders that simply want to hang on to power, leaders that are old, Bongani, in their late 70s or 80s, and what does it mean for young Africans to see these old men still ruling us? So we'll start, of course, in Nigeria, Bongani, as you said, the big news this week, SARS, horrific incidents of police shooting innocent bystanders. We've seen protests across the globe, especially in Lagos. And last night, Baba Go Slow, as he's known in Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, the 78-year-old leader, he simply said to the protesters, well, if you're going to protest, we're going to get back to you. You can't just do what you want to do in typical military fashion. But what does it mean, Bongani? He is simply out of kilter with what's happening on the ground. And I think this might be Nigeria's, perhaps not Arab Spring moment, Bongani, but we have seen civil society groups, young people coming out, not stopping the anger and outrage, what started as police abuse, but actually is about deeper issues, deeper economic inequalities in Nigeria. Then I want to turn to Guinea, Bongani, this week. The country went to the polls to yet again elect an old man, 82 years old, Alpha Conde, also wanting to stay in power. We saw violence this week, several people dying in post-election violence. So, of course, Alpha Conde defying these protests, and he's saying, well, he'll be the best man for the election. The opposition has already declared victory. We've heard the story before. And the opposition, they're simply just deeply suspicious of the government. And Conde set to, of course, be announced the winner, 82 years old. And you really wonder, what do they bring to the country? What new energy do they bring, given that we have high youth unemployment across, not only in West Africa, but across the continent? And then lastly, I want to turn to what's happening in the Ivory Coast, Bongani, because they are having, we hope, or we hope not, an election next week. And already we saw this week the opposition saying they will not partake in the election. It's a high-stake election for, the world's biggest cocoa producer. And again, Alassane Ouattara, 78, seeking a third term. He had initially said he won't seek a third term. Now he's saying, well, he's the best man to take Ivory Coast forward. And again, we see the opposition announcing they will boycott the election. We see the regional body, ECOWAS, coming in, urging them to reconsider this. And I thought these three leaders, Bongani, just represent that you know, notion of old men.